The earliest division within Islam occurred not long after Muhammad's death in 632. Abu Bakr, Muhammad's closest companion and advisor, succeeded him as caliph, leader, and was immediately accepted by the Muslims in Medina. However, as Abu Bakr set out to unite Arabs under the banner of Islam by suppressing political and religious dissent, some tribes rebelled. As Karen Armstrong writes, Abu Bakr, the first caliph, leader, was chiefly preoccupied by the so-called wars of Ridda, apostasy, when various tribes tried to break away from the Ummah, community of Muslims, and reassert their former independence. The well-known division between Sunni and Shia Islam separated those Muslims who believed that the keepers of the teaching of Muhammad, the Sunnah, or teachings, should lead the movement, and those who followed a relative of Muhammad, a son-in-law named Ali. The party of Ali, Shia Ali, became known as the Shia, or Shiite, sect, and today they comprise only about 15% of Muslims, residing primarily in Iran. There's also a growing presence of Shia Islam in Iraq. The primary difference between Sunni and Shia is that the Shiites believe Ali was the first rightful caliph. Today, the word imam is used. Shiite imams claim direct descendants from Ali himself and are considered righteous and, to some, infallible. Shiites don't recognize any imam who is outside the bloodline of Ali, and they commemorate the martyrdom of Ali's son, Hussein, with quite a festival. Sunni Muslims constitute the majority of mainstream Islam, from the more nominal Muslim population to some of the most repressive dictatorships in the world. They do not believe the imamate line of Shia Ali is the solely legitimate source of Muslim leadership. Also, in countries where Sharia is enforced, it's considered to be immutable, and to change it would be to break it, bringing strict consequences. Sunni Islam typically oppresses its minority Shia cousins through persecution, political superiority, and in some cases, outright bloodshed, notably in Iraq during Saddam Hussein's reign. However, in some cases, the opposite is true as well, with Syria as a prime example of a minority but powerful Shiite sect, Alawite, oppressing the Sunni majority. Despite this violence, the vast majority of Muslims are like you and me. They want to have a safe and peaceful life with their family and friends. It's an extremely small percentage of Muslims who think that some sort of violence is allowable or encouraged by the Quran. My experience has consistently been that the vast majority of Muslims condemn all forms of violence done in the name of Islam. It's spoken of widely on TV and in print that the ones who are most hurt by terrorism are Muslims themselves. Unfortunately, we don't get to see or hear that in the Western media. Today, the extreme faction of Islam includes groups such as the Taliban of Afghanistan, the Wahhabi sect of Saudi Arabia, Al-Shabaab of Somalia, Boko Haram of Nigeria, and ISIS. My Muslim friends refer to ISIS as Daesh, due to how similar the word sounds to a curse word in Arabic. A story of faith. Bin Laden's cousins hear the good news. The pitch-black night seemed to smother us as we walked down the narrow, winding streets.